This is Al Waller, and I'm your host for ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. And today we have Hector De La Torre, the Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies, in to discuss open enrollment for the 2020 health plans. Well, Hector, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me back.
You bet. Now, for those of us that may not be up to speed regarding the ins and outs of open enrollment, could you please give us a brief overview?
Sure. Like you mentioned, open enrollment is upon us once again as Americans from across the country will shop at healthcare.gov for the best deals for their 2020 health insurance, which begins November 1st, 2019 to December 15th, 2019. During this period, you can enroll, re-enroll, or change your 2020 health insurance plan through a health insurance marketplace or exchange, that's the same thing, known as the Health Connection in Maryland, for coverage beginning on January 1st, 2020. This is obviously separate from employer coverage, Medicare coverage, Medicaid coverage. This is for folks who are uninsured and want to get it for themselves and or their families on their own.
Okay. Now, what about the changes that have been made to the Affordable Care Act? How exactly will this impact open enrollment for 2020?
Although the federal tax penalty was eliminated for being uninsured in 2019, over 10 million Americans still enrolled through the exchange, about the same as the year before. And there are some states like Massachusetts, New Jersey, California, and Vermont that require residents 18 years and older to have health insurance or have to pay a state tax penalty. So it is still kind of out there, but at the federal level, it has gone away. The exchanges are still up and running, and they are the only place to receive subsidies for reduced health insurance premiums. In fact, over 80% of purchasers in the exchanges receive some amount of subsidy and pay a reduced rate for their health insurance.
Now, do the health care plans on the exchange still protect patients from being dropped or denied because of pre-existing conditions?
Yes, that protection in law still remains. They are fully compliant with the Affordable Care Act. But some health plans purchase outside of the exchange, either an association or short-term health plan, are not required to cover pre-existing conditions, nor are they required to cover the 10 essential health benefits protected under the Affordable Care Act. If you get something on an exchange like Health Connection, it has those benefits, it has those protections.
But let's say you're just looking for health insurance for the balance of 2019, or for some reason you missed the enrollment period for 2020. What should you do?
In both cases, you can visit healthcare.gov and apply for a special enrollment period, a limited open window for folks that can be approved if they've had a significant life event. With the exchange opening soon, however, the best bet is to consider what medical needs you will have next year, such as if you plan on having a baby. Enroll early in order to avoid any glitches or if anything goes wrong with the application. Coverage begins on January 1st, regardless of when you sign up during the 6-week open enrollment period.
Well, Hector, as usual, great information and many thanks to you. Just in case you missed it again, the Affordable Care Act remains largely intact and the 2020 open enrollment period runs from Friday, November 1, 2019 to Sunday, December 15th, 2019. So that's just a 6-week window to be mindful of. You can also find this and more information at transamericacenterforhealthstudies.org under the Affordable Care Act tab. Thanks again for tuning in. This has been another episode of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth from the Transamerica Institute. Until the next time, this is Al Waller on WYPR, your NPR news station.